Federal agent. Federal agent, backbone of today's crusade against crime. Scotland Yard, French Sûreté, American Bureau of Investigation, Royal Canadian Mounted Police. These men are joined in a modern crusade against crime. Morning in London. Scotland Yard is again stirred by reports of another series of brutal crimes on the outskirts of a coal mining district in Wales. Within 1 month, four deputies of the Department of Fair Weights and Measures have been attacked. And now...
Come on, Snooper. Drag yourself out of this truck.
Oh, please don't beat me anymore.
Oh. No, I won't. Not anymore now. Step on the gas, Harry. Let him lay there and croak. Lucky for us again. Early morning and the mist. Righto, Governor.
You're an amazing girl, Miss Beale.
There's no choice, Inspector. Besides, duty comes first. And then again, I think I'm going to like it.
You might not come back.
Oh, I must. There's too much life and fun in London I don't want to miss.
You might be away in Wales 2 or 3 months, perhaps longer.
Inspector, this is a chance I've wanted. There's adventure, danger, intrigue. That's why I gave up the idea of becoming a flower and butterfly instructor. Too tame.
All right. The assignment is yours. To sum it up again, a gang in Georgetown, Wales, has a grievance against the local Department of Weights and Measures. Find out who, how, and why.
I'll leave tomorrow. Goodbye, sir.
Good luck. Cheerio.
Two days later, Gwen Beale of Scotland Yard arrives in Georgetown, Wales, in the heart of the coal mining district. She assumes the name Sarah Holden, poses as a student of botany and insect life. It's spring. She's come to learn secrets about...
Yes?
May I see the room for rent?
Certainly, come in, please. This way, it's upstairs. Here we are, this room here. Nothing elaborate, but it's cozy. 10 shillings a week and an extra 10 you can board here.
Oh, I think I'll like it.
Not being too inquisitive, but what's a pretty girl like yourself doing in a grimy, dirty town like Georgetown?
Well, I...
Oh, yes, dear. I know. Running away from a romance. Sort of to forget.
Well, not exactly, Mrs.
Clyde.
How do you do? My name's Sarah Holden. I'm a student from up north.
Now, what can you study here except how black the coal is and how dirty?
That's just it. The professors in Glasgow wondered whether plant and animal life was affected much in coal mining country. I'm going to find out for them.
Well, sounds kind of silly to me. But I've seen so many foolish things in my day. One more don't surprise me.
Thanks. Don't trouble yourself, Mrs. Clyde. I'll just put my bags here and unpack later.
Good. You're just in time for dinner, too. My Andy ought to be home any minute. Oh, you'll like him. He don't talk much. You know, working in the mines makes you strong and silent. He's both, but don't mind him.
Dinner was very nice. Too bad Mr. Clyde couldn't get home.
Late work at the mines, I guess.
Night work?
Well, sometimes. You see, they've been having a little trouble lately.
Oh, explosion?
No, worse.
Worse? Oh, I'd better get out of town.
Oh, nonsense, child. It's not really dangerous. Just some of the men scrapping about policies and prices and things like that.
Oh, I hope Mr. Clyde doesn't have any trouble.
Don't worry, dear. He can take care of himself. Besides, he's pretty friendly with the foreman of his mine.
Oh, well, that makes it easy.
Yes, especially when there's any argument about short weights and things like that. Oh, Andy and the boss get along.
Well, it's too complicated for me. I think I'll run upstairs and get some sleep.
So early? It's only past 10.
Yes, but I want to get out in the fields at dawn to pick some flowers that are at their very best under the morning dew. Good night.
Good night, and sleep well.
Hello there. How far to number 7 mine?
Only a half a mile if you shortcut through these fields.
Thanks.
Wait a minute. Not here, Andy. There's a girl over there in the brush.
Well, I'm glad you're keeping your eyes open, Harry.
Well, Andy, it wouldn't look so good when it's here, would it?
Now, let's move on fast.
Yeah.
Andy. Andy, I wonder what that means. Are you the foreman of mine number 7?
Right, lady. What do you want?
I'm Sarah Holden. I'm studying down here. Research for the university. Plant life.
Interesting. You'll find lots of it near here.
That's what I've been told.
I do research, too. Flowers.
Oh.
It's kind of a hobby with me. I like them. It's so different from this grimy business.
Tell me more, please.
Can't now. That's the whistle for the early shift. Come into town some evening, miss, to the flower shop.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks. Andy, or Mr. Clyde, I've had enough dinner. Mind if I turn on the radio?
Why?
Oh, Andy, now, how rude. Can't you see she's lonesome, wants a little music, a little life?
Say, what do you get up so early every morning for?
Oh, daybreak is the best time to study plant life.
Yeah?
This is the Royal Broadcasting Company interrupting this dance music with a special news bulletin. The town of Georgetown, Wales reports that another of its weights and measures inspector has been kidnapped, beaten up, and dumped out of an automobile on the outskirts of town. This officer was picked up an hour later by a passing motorist and is telling his story to Scotland Yard.
Keep that infernal machine quiet.
Andy.
Shut up, you.
Excuse me, I'm going to my room. Good night.
Now listen here, young lady. If I were you, I'd keep strictly to your flower picking and butterfly hunting. You see how people get into trouble?
Good girl, Gwen. Then what happened?
Inspector, I didn't sleep a wink last night. I was so worried about Andy Clyde. I didn't know whether he'd seen me that morning.
Yes, go on.
So at 4 this morning, I slipped out of the house and ran to the Georgetown Sheriff's Office. After showing him my credentials, he commandeered the automobile that rushed me here to London.
Well, we're still pretty much in the dark about the guilty parties. What do you suggest as the next move?
That latest victim is here in London, isn't he?
Yes, we've sent him to the hospital. Bad bruises, 2 fractures.
Could he describe his assailant?
No.
What about the car?
Nothing, except that it was some kind of delivery truck.
His clothes, are they around?
Yes, we had them sent over from the hospital. Experts are studying the gunshot holes.
Inspector, let me see those clothes at once, please.
Certainly. Rankin, bring in that torn suit worn by the new Georgetown victim.
At once, sir.
No, thank you, Rankin.
May I examine the jacket?
Here, Gwen.
Dust. Pollen, I see.
What is it, Gwen?
I'm taking this to a chemical laboratory, of course, with your permission.
Well, what have you in mind next?
This is a pollen dust from some kind of flower, and I'm going to find out what kind of species. It may prove a clue. So long, Chief.
Flowers. Butterflies. Killers. Pretty girls. Doesn't make sense.
3 days later, Gwen Gibson visits the laboratory to pick up the report.
We've discovered its origin, Miss Gibson.
You have the report?
Here, read it yourself.
Thanks. Pollen specimen found on victim's coat, undoubtedly from blossom of Flora dormiensis. This is a rare flower grown principally on island of Madagascar, almost unknown in British Isles except possibly in hothouses of private fanciers. Can be grown in quantities with proper care. All right, men, this is the shop. I'll go in alone. I'll signal if I need help. Watch through the window. Hello? Remember me?
Sure. You're the flower girl. You said you'd drop in, but I never expected...
Well, here I am, always ready to learn about flowers, about anything.
You know, miss, this is a pleasure. Nobody in this dreary town understands me and my love for flowers. That's why I like you. You seem to appreciate nature and beauty the way I do.
You spoke of rare flowers. I'd like to see some.
Oh, I have one to show you, my specialty. No one in this part of the country but myself has had success with them. They're night lilies from Madagascar.
Oh, well, please.
Here's one in the flower pot, ready to sell. Isn't she a beauty?
Ah, so delicate, so fragrant.
Why, hello, Andy. The extra shift through so soon?
Hello, boss. Uh-huh. Ah, look who's here. So you sneaked away, eh? You owe me rent and board, lady.
I'll pay, both of you. Put up your hands.
Uh-huh.
And if you move an inch, those men outside the window will stop you.
Miss, you're making a mistake.
I think not. And if I am, headquarters in London will apologize. But they won't have to.
What's your racket?
Not mine. It's yours that Scotland Yard is interested in. You can explain those Georgetown sluggings and killings.
I should have known about talking to strange women.
You got me into this, Stevens. Now get me out.
Grand job, Gwen. And now will you dictate your story as you told it to me so we can prosecute at once?
All right, Chief. The flower shop was a hobby of Stevens. He thought he could use it as a cover-up for his treachery in the mines. Each day he would short-weight the miners on the coal they turned in. Then he'd keep the difference and pay for himself. When some of the men complained to the authorities, Stevens decided to get rid of the weights and measures inspectors. Here he made his mistake. He shouldn't have used his delivery car to take them for a ride because the flower dust got in our eyes. The eyes of Scotland Yard.
For our next presentation of thrilling stories related to this modern crusade as each nation calls upon its chief bulwark against crime. Federal agents,